Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about that spirit of Antichrist, how it's moving in the world right now, trying to prepare the way for the Antichrist. Go with me to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18. John says, "Little children, it is the last time, and you've heard that Antichrist shall come. And even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they're not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." See, he's saying the spirit of Antichrist is trying to take people out of his ministry. It's trying to take some of us out of the perfect will of the Father and follow a spirit of Antichrist. But verse 20, "You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things." See, so many people look to a prophet or a prophetess for a word from the Father. And the Father says, "Come to me. I'll give you a word. I might use them to confirm it, but I want to give you a word." Hallelujah. It's so important. And it's the spirit of Antichrist trying to get people to move towards a person. And the Father saying, "Hey, you talk to me. Talk to me." Let's go to the book of Acts. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 21. Again, we're talking about the spirit of Antichrist. He wants to take people out of the perfect will of the Father. Acts chapter 21, verse 10, talking about Paul. "As we tarried there many days, it came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come there, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet and said, 'Thus said the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind a man that owns his girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles.'" So in Acts chapter 20, Paul had already said that, "Hey, I know wherever I go, wherever he leads me, wherever the Father leads me, I know the bonds and afflictions are waiting for me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, only that I might finish my course in my ministry." And here, the spirit of Antichrist is using somebody to talk him out of going to Jerusalem. And even some of his friends said, "Paul, don't go." But in verse 13, Paul answered, "What do you mean to weep and to break my heart? For I'm ready now not to be bound only, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of Yeshua." And he went there. He didn't let anybody stop him. Don't anybody stop you from doing what the Father wants you to do. Sometimes we feel we have to take new ground for the Father. But he says, "Hold on to the ground I've given you. Don't sway." Hallelujah. And just to confirm this, in Acts chapter 23, verse 11, "In the night following, Yeshua stood by Paul and said, 'Be of good courage, Paul, for as thou hast testified me in Jerusalem,'" so the Father led him to Jerusalem. He didn't listen to Agabus. "So you almost bear witness, must also bear witness of me at Rome." Hallelujah. See, Paul didn't let that spirit of Antichrist move. Hallelujah. It's just so important that you understand is that the spirit of Antichrist wants to stop you from following Yeshua. Go with me to Ezekiel chapter 8. Ezekiel chapter 8. Here's where the Father appeared to Ezekiel in verse 3. "And he put forth the form of a hand and took me by the lock of my head, and the Spirit lift me up between the earth and the heaven and brought me to the visions of the Father to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looked toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoked the jealousy." See, there's so many things that are happening in mainstream Christianity that's causing the Father to be jealous. They're lifting up people. And I mentioned about the worship service, how a worship leader was telling me that a pastor told her to, I want a fast song before I'm introduced. And I want a fast song in raising up the offering. They want people to be in a frenzy in the offering and just give out of their flesh and not pray about it. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. And what a minister should do is have a nice, beautiful, slow worship song before he or she comes on and continues that worship to the Father and say, "Look, I'm here." But he's the one who does everything in the service. I'm just here as an instrument. And it really humble themselves before the Father. You want it to look like a rock concert, you know. And this comes from with Daniel chapter 3, where the three Hebrew children were told, and everybody else was told, to bow down to the statue that Nebuchadnezzar had erected. And there's all this music praying to bring them into that worship, and they refuse. It's so tricky. Be very careful. If you see People being lifted up in the service, get out of there, because it's the spirit of Antichrist with a familiar spirit, and it looks like the Father is moving. You may see healings, and all the devil has to do is take the spirit of cancer away from somebody. It looks like a healing. Be very careful. Be careful where you go to church and where you worship. It's just so important. And so here's the spirit of jealousy. Not the spirit of jealousy. The Father is jealous. This image of jealousy was in the inner gate, in his church. Hallelujah. And then he said in chapter 9, verse 4, and the Father said unto him, this is an angel, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst. Cry out to the Father. The spirit of Antichrist has invaded the church. Trying to get people to look to a man, look to a woman. And that's what brought down Rome, that humanistic attitude. Hallelujah. The spirit of Antichrist is trying to get people to look for a man who come on the scene and make everything right, change everything. In verse 5, and to the others he said in my hearing, go after them to the city and smite, and let not your eyes spare, have any pity. Slay utterly old and young and maids and little children and women, but don't come near anybody that has that mark, and begin at my sanctuary. He's ready to invade his so-called church, and really the same Yeshua that drove out all the money changers is ready to do the same thing in some of these churches. Because the spirit of Antichrist has taken over, and it's a familiar spirit, and it looks like the Father is moving, but he's not. Hallelujah. You have to be very careful where you go to church and who you listen to. Make sure the Father's being lifted up. People need to humble themselves before him, and he'll raise them up. But make sure you see humility where you go to church, because it could be giving room for the spirit of Antichrist. Hallelujah. Go with me to 1 Kings chapter 13. Verse 1. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Father unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And this incense, this man, this prophet, he cried against the altar, the word of the Father, and said, O altar, altar, thus said the Father, behold, the child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon these he shall offer the priests the high places that burn incense upon, and men's bones shall be burnt on them. And he's actually prophesying that these high priests for Satan, their bones will be burned on this altar. And Jeroboam didn't like that, and Jeroboam tried to touch him, and his he couldn't move his arm. And this prophet prayed for him, and he was healed. And the prophet was told by the Father to come back, a different way, not to come back the same way, and don't stop at anybody's house to eat or drink. Just come right back. But this old prophet came and said, hey, you know, an angel appeared to me and said, you can come to my house and eat and drink. You see, be careful. Don't let any prophet or prophetess, so-called, come between you and the relationship with your Father. He started a relationship with you, and you can read Ezekiel 16. How the Father came to us and said, do we want to live? He started the relationship, and he wants it to continue with us and him. And he'll use people in our lives to help us, but it all comes from him. Don't let anybody interfere with your relationship with the Father. It's just very important. And yes, I mentioned on about the church of Laodicea. I mentioned that Laodicea, how the people in front are being lifted up as opposed to the lady, but it's really the Nicolaitans. I made a mistake. I apologize. It's the Nicolaitan, that doctrine where the people who have the authority are lifted up, and the people who are under them are not, and they dominate over them. And I was talking about that. And that's exactly what's happening in a lot of churches. They have some anointing, and it goes to their head. You have to be very, very careful, because Paul said, in him we both move and breathe and have our being. Hallelujah. It's so important that you hear what I have to say, because it's so close to Yeshua coming back. And just be ready. And be careful of this spirit of Antichrist trying to infiltrate what you believe. You can't base your doctrine on what Constantine started. You got to base it on the early believers believed from Yeshua. You have to be very, very careful. And we need to go back to our Hebrew roots in Yeshua. It's so very important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before the enemy got in and dirtied up. In the fourth century, Constantine did a great job. And so again, this prophet did what he was supposed to do, but he stopped at this old man's house and at the table. In verse 21, 1 Kings 13, this old prophet cried unto the man of God that came from Judah and said, thus say the father, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the father and has not kept his commandments, but came back and eaten bread here, and told you not to eat or drink any, eat no bread or drink no water, that he was gonna die. And that's exactly what happened. The lion killed him. Lion guarded him, so nothing could interfere with that body. It was just incredible. Because, you know, this prophet was riding a jackass, and the lion didn't even bother the jackass, just killed the prophet. Hallelujah. See, because he let the spirit of Antichrist influence him to what the Father had told him to do and not to do. So be careful. Let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Father, put your hand on the radio or just agree with me if you can't. Father, just thank you for this message, Father. We have to be very careful that you get lifted up in everything that we do, Father. You get all the glory and the praise and the honor, Father. But, Father, I'm asking that you heal people right now. Set people free. Oh, provide jobs where they're on the jobs. Give them places to live. Only you can do it. Receive your miracle right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. And Father, I just thank you and give you the glory and the praise and the honor. Help people to recognize that where the spirit of Antichrist is trying to maybe infiltrate their lives and to go draw closer to you, Father, in the name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Apostle Henry Walker. I have a website, www.henrywalker.org. HenryWalker.org. My phone number is 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. If you have any questions, if I can help you. And my website, I have about 250 prophetic messages on there, one about every week. And I've also written three books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the timing and seasons of the Father. How every feast day, which we thought were for the Jews, are really for us. And Yeshua fulfilled every one of those feast days with the exception of three in these last days, which he will. And how we have to be on the Father's calendar, how the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. That's when you pray for the day. The week starts on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Hallelujah. And it's so important that we just recognize his timing. Hallelujah. And my second book is called Noon, which talks about the different hours of the day, how the Father moves and moved in the Word, and how he wants to repeat those blessings at those hours. And each month of the year in his calendar, he did some tremendous things. He wants to repeat them. And my book, Noon, points this out. You have to get the second edition. It's got more scriptures. But it shows you. And my website, Biblical Calendar page, you can scroll down and see when each month begins and ends on his calendar, and when each feast day begins and ends on his calendar. It's right there on that. And you can click on the link above. You can click onto the Hebrew calendar. Just remember that the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's just so important. And Genesis 1, even the morning with the first day. And then my third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. You can get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com. Tatepublishing.com. Click on books. Do a search, Henry Space Walker, and you'll scroll down, you see my books. You can download Noon. Make sure you get Noon, the second edition. You can download Noon and the Mystifying the Trinity at a reduced price right then and there. And you also get these books on a quantity basis at a reduced price through me. And then also, remember my broadcast is on 7:15 at night too, 7:15 in the morning if you miss any of the scriptures. And you can also get my prior broadcast on demand. Hallelujah. And just remember, if you want to do a tax-deductible offering, just make it out to New Life Revival, and the address will be given at the end of the broadcast. We just want to help you. Remember to, next time, greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Attention homeowners, do you feel frustrated about not being able to sell your home? Are you worried because you're about to be transferred, or have you recently been laid off? Maybe you're facing foreclosure or behind in your monthly payments. It's not your fault. Start Fresh Home Buyers can help you. They will buy your home quickly and for a fair price.